The Osgood File, sponsored by OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com. This is Dave Ross. Congress hasn't taken a meaningful vote on the Iraq War since October 12, 2002. That's when it approved a resolution to use force after hearing the president say that war was by no means unavoidable.
Approving this resolution does not mean that military action is imminent or unavoidable.
3.5 years later, that avoidable war is still on, and Iraq is on the brink of its own civil war. And Thursday, in a Senate hearing, an influential Republican senator indicated that the original resolution may not cover that, and delivered a throwaway line that could change everything. More after this from Charlie. Republican Senator John Warner faced the generals in his Senate committee and recalled the 2002 resolution, which he helped write, authorizing the president to use force against Iraq.
It authorized the president of the United States to use the armed forces of the United States, one, defend the national security of our country against the continuing threat posed by Iraq, two, enforce all relevant United Nations Security Council resolutions regarding Iraq.
He then asked Joint Chiefs Chairman General Peter Pace what the current mission was. The general's answer? The U.S. military is trying to keep the lid on long enough for the people of Iraq to learn to love their children.
Shia and Sunni are going to have to love their children more than they hate each other.
And Senator Warner appeared to be at a loss to find authorization for such a utopian exercise.
I think we have to examine very carefully what Congress authorized the president to do in the context of a situation if we're faced with an all-out civil war and whether we have to come back to the Congress to get further indication of support.
If you blinked, you'd have missed it. Republican Senator John Warner thinks Congress needs to consider another vote on the Iraq War. Can you imagine an up or down vote in Congress on whether the Iraq War is still worth fighting? I wonder if we'll see that vote before Tuesday, November 7th. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, August 4th, 2006.